जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना किरावनाचारी यमुना तीरावनाचारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना चिरावनाचारी यमुनातीरावनाचारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परवक्षा शत शत शिशिमाद दिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तांत समिशन प्रभुपाद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज
ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद
What you mean is a backlist. I was in that car accident, you know.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So today we're reading from the glorious Bhagavad Gita, as it is, 4th chapter, verse 2, one of the famous verses. By the way, everybody should turn off their mobile phones. Anybody whose phone rings, Ravindra Nitai will collect 50 rupees. His wife, on his behalf, will collect from the Matajis. We're not kidding. Don't laugh. It also indicates intelligence. See, the phone rang.
switch
off. After we just said it, then the phone went off, right? I have to turn my phone off also. One time I said that and my own phone went off. So it's embarrassing. That was embarrassing when my phone went off. Everybody please repeat after me. Evam.
Evam.
Parampara. Praptam. Evam. Or yeah, you have to have it in two lines or four lines. Is it in a two-line form or a four-line form? Okay, but it's in padas. Okay. Evam paramparam praptam.
Evam paramparam praptam.
Imam.
Imam.
Rajashayo.
Rajashayo.
Viduhu.
Viduhu.
Imam Rajashayo Viduhu. Sa. Kalineha. Mahata. Sa Kalinaha Mahata. Yogo. Nashtaha. Parantapa. Yogo Nashta Parantapa. Evam parampara praptam. Imam rajashayo viduhu.
Sa
kalineha
mahata.
Yogo nashta parantapa. Evam parampara praptam. Imam rajashayo viduhu. Sakalineha
mahata.
Yogo nashtaha parantapa. Others?
Prabhus.
Anybody else? Please repeat after me. Evam. Thus.
Yes.
Why don't you do it in Kannada? Oh, you haven't got it in Kannada. Parampara.
Parampara.
This is a succession.
praptam,
received,
imam,
this science,
rajarshayaha,
the saintly kings,
viduhu,
understood,
saha,
that knowledge,
kalena,
in the course of time.
You do the rest of it in Kannada.
You can read the Bhagavad Gita translation.
Okay, but do the word for word.
Okay.
Iha.
In this world.
Mahata.
By great.
Yogaha.
The science of one's relationship with the Supreme.
Nashtaha.
Scattered.
Parantapa.
O Arjuna, subduer of the enemies.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost.
Srila Prabhupada Anuvada, I Uttamottama Vijnanavu Guru Parampareyalli Bandittu. Rajarshigalu Adannu Hagedhe Grahisidaru. Adare Kalakramadalli I Paramparayu Chedavayitu. Adudarinda I Vijnanavu Nashtavadante Kanuttade.
Please repeat after me. This supreme science
was thus received.
Through the chain of disciplic succession.
And the saintly kings.
Understood it.
That way.
But in course of time.
The succession was broken.
And therefore.
The science as it is.
Appears to be lost. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a short one, so I'll read it, then you can read. It is clearly stated in the Gita that the Gita was especially meant for the saintly kings because they were to execute its purpose in ruling over the citizens. Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demonic persons who would dissipate its value to no one's benefit and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the disciplic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord Himself that the disciplic succession was broken, and therefore He declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost.
What do you want to do? Sounds like it's loud to me. Bring it closer. Isn't that coming off loud enough?
He declared that the purpose... You have to put it down. Yeah, what you have to do is go and make it like that. Okay, that's better. He declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment also, there are many editions of the Gita, especially in English. But almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a good need of an edition of the Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara, the public succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon to humanity. But if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculations, it is simply a waste of time.
ಭಾಗವತ ರಾಜರ್ಷಿಗಳು ಪ್ರಜೆಗಳನ್ನು ಆಳುವಾಗ ಗೀತೆಯ ಉದ್ದೇಶವನ್ನು ಕಾರ್ಯಗತ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾಗಿತ್ತು. ಆದುದರಿಂದ ಗೀತೆಯು ಮುಖ್ಯವಾಗಿ ಅವರಿಗಾಗಿ ರಚಿತವಾದದ್ದೆಂದು ಸ್ಪಷ್ಟವಾಗಿ ಹೇಳಲಾಗಿದೆ. ರಾಕ್ಷಸರಿಗೆ ಇದು ಎಂದೂ ಉದ್ದೇಶಿತವಾಗಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ಅವರು ಅದನ್ನು ಯಾರಿಗೂ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನವಾಗದಂತೆ ಹಾಳು ಮಾಡಿಬಿಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದರು ಮತ್ತು ಮನಸ್ಸೋ ಇಚ್ಛೆಯಾಗಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಬಗೆಯ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನಗಳನ್ನು ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಮಾಡಿಬಿಡುತ್ತಿದ್ದರು. ಆದುದರಿಂದ ನಿಶ್ಚಯವಾಗಿಯೂ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆಯನ್ನು ರಾಕ್ಷಸರಿಗಾಗಿ ಹೇಳಿಲ್ಲ. ನೀತಿ ನಿಷ್ಠೆಗಳಿಲ್ಲದ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನಕಾರರ ಉದ್ದೇಶಗಳ ಮೂಲ ಉದ್ದೇಶವನ್ನು ನಷ್ಟಪಡಿಸಿದ ಕೂಡಲೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆಯನ್ನು ಮತ್ತೆ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿಸುವ ಅಗತ್ಯವೂ ತಲೆದೋರಿತು. ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆಯು ಛೇದವಾಯಿತೆಂದು ಭಗವಂತನೇ 5000 ವರ್ಷಗಳ ಹಿಂದೆ ಕಂಡುಕೊಂಡನು. ಆದುದರಿಂದ ಅವನು ಗೀತೆಯ ಉದ್ದೇಶವು ನಷ್ಟವಾಯಿತು ಎಂದು ಸಾರಿದ. ಅದೇ ರೀತಿ ಈಗಲೂ ಗೀತೆಯು ಎಷ್ಟೋ ಆವೃತ್ತಿಗಳಿವೆ, ಅವುಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಅನೇಕ ಆವೃತ್ತಿಗಳು ಯಾವ ಅಧಿಕೃತ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆಯು ಅನುಗುಣವಾಗಿಲ್ಲ. ಬೇರೆ ಬೇರೆ ಲೌಕಿಕ ವಿದ್ವಾಂಸರು ರೂಪಿಸಿದ ಅಸಂಖ್ಯಾತ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನಗಳಿವೆ. ಅವರೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಮಾತುಗಳಿಂದ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ವ್ಯಾಪಾರವನ್ನು ಪಡೆದುಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತಿದ್ದರೂ ಹೆಚ್ಚು ಕಡಿಮೆ ಅವು ಯಾವುವು ದೇವೋತ್ತಮ ಪರಪುರುಷನಾದ ಕೃಷ್ಣನನ್ನು ಒಪ್ಪಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದಿಲ್ಲ. ಇದು ರಾಕ್ಷಸಿ ಮನೋಧರ್ಮ, ಏಕೆಂದರೆ ರಾಕ್ಷಸರಿಗೆ ದೇವರಲ್ಲಿ ನಂಬಿಕೆ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಆದರೆ ಪರಮ ಪ್ರಭುವಿನ ಸ್ವತ್ತನ್ನು ಭೋಗಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವೀಕೃತವಾಗಿರುವಂತೆ ಗೀತೆಯ ಒಂದು ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಅನುಕೃತಿಯು ಬಹು ಅಗತ್ಯವಾಗಿದೆ. ಈ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಅಗತ್ಯವನ್ನು ತುಂಬಿಕೊಡಲು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಿಸಲಾಗಿದೆ. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆಯನ್ನು ಯಥಾರೂಪವಾಗಿ ಅಂಗೀಕರಿಸಿದರೆ ಮಾನವ ಕುಲಕ್ಕೆ ಅದು ಒಂದು ದೊಡ್ಡ ವರ. ಆದರೆ ಅದನ್ನು ಊಹಾತ್ಮಕ ಚಿಂತನೆಗಳ ಒಂದು ಗ್ರಂಥವನ್ನಾಗಿ ಸ್ವೀಕರಿಸಿದರೆ ಅದು ವ್ಯರ್ಥಕಾಲ ಕ್ಷೇಪ.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಾ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಾಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. I was born through the darkest of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisance unto him. The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. I recall when the first time I actually read the Bhagavad Gita, I recall that when I read this verse, I was living hundreds of kilometers away from the nearest devotee, and I was reading this verse and I was thinking, how could someone break the succession? Why would a disciple want to change? This is the greatest gift they're getting from God in the disciplic succession. Why would somebody want to change that? I couldn't understand.
ಪ್ರಭು ಹೇಳಿರ್ತಾರಂತೆ, ಹಿಂದೆ ತುಂಬಾ ವರ್ಷಗಳಿಂದ ಈ ಶ್ಲೋಕವನ್ನು ಓದಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಆಲೋಚನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ಇಟ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರಂತೆ, ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆ ಯಾವತ್ತೂ ಮುರಿಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗದೆ ಇರುವಂತದ್ದು, ಆದರೂ ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯ ಮುರಿದಂತಾಗಿ ಸೂಚನೆ ಇದೆ. ಅದು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಒಂಥರ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಆಯಿತು.
But Krishna says in this verse, and it's very true, that in course of time everything deteriorates. A leaf turns brown, your brand new dhoti becomes not white anymore, it's gray and it's got holes in it. Everything deteriorates.
ಈ ಭೌತಿಕ ಜಗತ್ತಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಒಂದು ದಿನ ಕುಗುಲೇಬೇಕು. ದೋತಿ ಬಿಳಿ ಆಗಿರುತ್ತೆ, ಒಂದ್ ದಿನ ಅದು ಬೇರೆ ಬಣ್ಣ ಆಗಿಬಿಡುತ್ತೆ. ಈ ರೀತಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕಾಲಕ್ರಮೇಣ ಕುಗುಲೇಬೇಕು.
So if one is not careful, even the Guru Parampara can deteriorate and it breaks.
ನಾವು ಸಾವಕಾಶವಾಗಿ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರೆಯನ್ನು ಮುರಿಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಚಾನ್ಸಸ್ ಇದೆ.
So to me it was a shock to hear about this.
ಪ್ರಭುಗಳಿಗೆ ಕೇಳಿಕೊಂಡು ತುಂಬಾ ಶಾಕ್ ಆಯ್ತು.
But in now almost 40 years I'm seeing it happen before my eyes.
ಇದು 40 ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅವರ ಕಣ್ಣಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಅದನ್ನ ನೋಡಿದರಂತೆ.
Because in the past, for example, right after Lord Chaitanya, after his disappearance, within a very short period of time, Gaudiya Vaishnavism in Bengal became very corrupt. So many sinful things were done in the name of chanting Hare Krishna. They thought they were very advanced. Not having to follow any type of yama, niyama. But the good thing about the Guru Parampara, it's sort of an example you could give, is it's like the internet, that even if one part gets broken, you can always go around. Because in the Guru Parampara, there's not just one guru, there's many shishyas. And so hopefully not all the links get broken at the same time, that at least one link is working. But in rare situations, every link gets broken. That's in this case that Lord Krishna is saying that in this situation, every link is broken, so I'm having to reestablish. So why does the parampara become broken? Because the fault is with the disciples, that they didn't study properly. They didn't. I don't want to say everything. The disciple was not very serious. They didn't have any moral strength. Because, you know, it's maybe they didn't have any. They were too willing to compromise. They were compromising in spirit. Because if you read the Shastras, often you may come into some situation which contradicts what is popular amongst the ordinary people. Something which contradicts popular sentiment. And now the Acharya has to be strong enough that he will not compromise. I don't care what everybody else thinks. I only care what Krishna thinks.
ಸಮಾಜ ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯ ಕಲ್ಪನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇರಬಹುದು. ನಿಜವಾದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಆದವನು ಆ ಸಮಾಜದ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಿಂದ ನೋಡೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಗುರುವಿನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲೇ ಸಾಧನೆ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತಾನೆ.
ಬಟ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಟು ಲೈಕ್ ದಮ್, ರೈಟ್? ನೋಬಡಿ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಮ್. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಲೈಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಶುಡ್ ಲವ್ ದಮ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸ್ ದ ನಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್, we should bend some rules, because then more people will like us. If we have too strict rules, or if we're too uncompromising, then we'll have fewer people. So let's make more numbers, so we can, instead of having the bar here, we can lower the bar, lower and lower, until there's no bar. Then it's very popular, but then there's no more parampara, because we tried to have everybody love us.
ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಸಮಾಜದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯ ಇದು ಇರುತ್ತೆ ನೋಡಿ, ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನ ಇಚ್ಛೆ ಪಡಬೇಕು, ನಮಗೆ ತುಂಬಾ ಜನ ಫಾಲೋಯರ್ಸ್ ಇರಬೇಕಂತ. ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಏನ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿರುವಂತಹ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡ್ ಬಂದಂಗೆ ಅವ್ರ ಫಾಲೋವರ್ಸ್ ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಆಗ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಅಧಿಕೃತ ಗುರು ಆದವರು ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಮಾಡೋದೇ ಇಲ್ಲ.
ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್ಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್. So you can't lower the standards. You cannot compromise. You can't change the truth to be popular.
Just popular only goes for us. Shastrali kottirunta rules and regulations naavu kammi madlike agudilla.
One time Umapati Swami very, very senior devotee. He joined like on 22nd Avenue. He's one of the first devotees initiated. So Prabhupada was speaking very strongly about, you know, women and things which are totally, that was like in the 1960s. And he was saying, he said to Srila Prabhupada, you can't say these things, you know, it's not going to, people are not going to accept that. And Prabhupada says, I can't change the truth for the Americans.
ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಒಬ್ಬರು ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿಸಿಪಲ್ ಉಮಾಪತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅಂತ ಅವರು ಸೇರ್ಕೊಂಡಾಗ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ನಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಮಾಡಿದಂತೆ, ನೀವು ಇಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಗಾಢವಾಗಿ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಬಿಟ್ರೆ ಅಮೆರಿಕನ್ಸ್ ಯಾರು ಒಪ್ತಾರೆ? ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಅಮೆರಿಕನ್ಸ್ ಒಪ್ಪಲಿ ಬಿಡ್ಲಿ, ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ.
ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಓರ್ ಇಫ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ Parampara, they become morally weak, they fall down because of sensual fall down. But actually, sensual fall down, like, you know, illicit sex or something like that, nobody, not many fall down because they want to eat fish, but mostly it's sensual fall down. That, though it's considered morally bad, is not as bad as someone who has philosophical fall down.
ಕೆಲವು ಸತಿ ಏನಾಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಈ ನಾಲ್ಕು ನಿಯಂತ್ರಣ ತತ್ವಗಳಿಂದ ಪರಿಪಾಲನೆ ಮಾಡದೆ ಕೆಲವರು ಕುಗ್ಗಿ ಹೋಗ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ತುಂಬಾ ಹೀನವಾದ ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಅಥವಾ ಕುಗ್ಗುವುದಂದ್ರೆ ಭಗವಂತನ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತೀವಿ ನೋಡಿ, ಅದರಿಂದ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳದೆ ಬೀಳುವಂತದ್ದು.
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ವೀಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಚೀಟರ್. A week. Okay.
Yes. Go ahead. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur aur Srila Prabhupada guru gulu oba vyakti nishakta mattu mosa madavanige vyathyasavana telustare. Yenu ibbarigu vyathyasam?
Because of weakness, somebody may have a sensual fall down, you know, because of habit, because of this, because we're in the material body, the opposite sexes are attracted to each other. So this type of sensual fall down is not to be unexpected. In fact, it's the shastras are littered with instances of different sages, rishis who fell down. So we shouldn't be surprised because we're in the material world. But falling down because of habit, weakness of the senses, that's because the senses are stronger than we are, is very different from cheating.
ಕೆಲವು ಸತಿ ಶಿಷ್ಯಂದರಿಗೆ ಅಧಿಕೃತ ನಿಯಮಗಳು ಪರಿಪಾಲನೆ ಮಾಡಕ್ ಆಗುವುದಿಲ್ಲ, ಕೆಲವು ಸತಿ ಅವರು ಸೋತು ಬಿದ್ದೋಗ್ತಾರೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಮೋಸ ಮಾಡುವ, ಅಂದ್ರೆ ವಿಳಾಸವನ್ನೇ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಮೋಸ ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಭಾವನೆ ಬಹಳ ಇನ್ನೂ ಗಾಢವಾದದ್ದು.
ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಅ ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಫ್ಟನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಯೂಶಲಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್, ಇಸ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ಮುನಿ. So Srila Prabhupada often would compare Vishwamitra Muni with Haridas Thakur, and how Haridas Thakur, he was never, he didn't fall down. You know, even though prostitute came to him in the middle, beautiful young prostitute came to the middle of the night, he didn't fall down. Whereas Vishwamitra, Menaka came, and you know, there was Shakuntala was produced.
Prabhupada yavaglu Vishwamitra Muni mattu Haridas Thakur avarige compare martare. ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ಮೇಲೆ ಬಂದ ಕೂಡಲೇ ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ಕುಗ್ಗಿದ, ಆದ್ರೆ ಮಧ್ಯರಾತ್ರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಬ ವೇಷ್ಯೆ ಹರಿದಾಸ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಹತ್ರ ಬಂದರು, ಅವರು ಹರಿನಾಮ ಜಪ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು, ಅವರು ಕುಗ್ಗಲಿಲ್ಲ.
ಬಟ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ವಾಸ್ ವೀಕ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ಚೀಟರ್. He didn't create a new philosophy to, you know, substantiate that he's with a woman. No, he says, I'm weak, I made a mistake. He picked himself up. I fell down, he got back up again.
ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ಮುನಿ ಅವನು ಅಶಕ್ತನಾಗಿದ್ದ, ಹೆಂಡಿಗೆ ಸೋತ, ಆದ್ರೆ ಒಪ್ಕೊಂಡ ನಾನು ಸೋತಿದ್ದೀನಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಅವನು ಎದ್ದು ಅವನ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಮುಂದುವರೆದು ಹೋದ.
And then he fell down again with Ramba. He, by being angry, he fell down.
ಮತ್ತೆ ತನ್ನ ಕೋಪಕ್ಕೆ ವಶನಾಗಿ ರಂಬೆಗೆ ಮತ್ತೆ ಸೋತ.
But then he picked himself up again. And he fell down again. And this went on several times. But in the end, what happened? Vishwamitra Muni became the guru of Lord Ram because he was not a cheater. He did not give up the fight. He was weak, but he made himself stronger. Because Vishvamitra did not give up the process of purification. He did not try to, you know, make some story to make it that it's okay to do this. He didn't have like a whole little harem of girls. No, I made a mistake. I have to change. Or this is not a sensual fall then, but Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama is famous. He performed the most sinful, grossly sinful activity. He murdered the five sons of the Pandavas when they were in their sleep. Grossly sinful. And he was punished. 3,000 years he was so much suffering. But he did not give up the process of self-purification. And because of this, the Vishnu Purana tells us that in the next Yuga, next Mahayuga, he will be Vyasadeva. Ashvatthama will be the next Vyasadeva, though he had committed such sinful acts. But because he was honest, he was not a cheater, he was weak, he gave in to his anger. But he continued with the process of purification. Whereas others, for example, there's the whole Sahajiya sects in Bengal who make all kinds of philosophical distortions in order to rationalize their sinful activities. So the difference between a weak person and a cheater is that a weak person, by practice, they will become strong. Whereas a cheater will just simply go to hell and take many people with him. So there's many reasons why people become weak links or broken links in the Guru Parampara, but Srila Prabhupada was a very, very strong link in the Guru Parampara. Why? Because, first of all, he had great faith in his Guru, complete faith in his Guru. He was actually quite cynical about the sadhus of his day because when he was a child, his father would always invite various sadhus to his home and then ask the sadhus to bless Prabhupada that he would get Radharani's mercy. But Prabhupada was not at all impressed. He was not impressed by these people because they had all bad habits. One time Srila Prabhupada was explaining how his father took him to see one sadhu to deliver to him 1 kilo of ganja. Because this sadhu, you know, with chilam was smoking ganja. So, because his father, he said, my father was very, he was very liberal. But from Bhakti Siddhanta, we have learned this need for purity. So that's why Prabhupada was not impressed by these sadhus. But when he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, all of Prabhupada's associates, contemporaries, they heard about Bhakti Siddhanta, but they didn't want to go to him until Srila Prabhupada had approved. He was considered the leader of his peers. So they dragged Srila Prabhupada to see Bhakti Siddhanta, because unless Prabhupada gave his approval, then he would be, you know, he would not be accepted. But so when Srila Prabhupada met him, he was so impressed with him that for the first time he met a real guru, somebody who would carry on the real mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
First meeting ಮಾಡಿದ ಕೂಡ ಎಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಅವರು ಇಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ ಆದ್ರೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಅವ್ರು ಅನ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರೆ ಇವರು ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ಅಧಿಕೃತ ಗುರುಗಳು ಅಂತ.
So Srila Prabhupada would always, at any opportunity he would always listen to the lectures of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Now you have to understand one thing about Bhakti Siddhanta. That Bhakti Siddhanta spoke at a very extremely high level of philosophy. That, to give an example, that when one time they were giving a program in Varanasi, so Srila Bhakti said, you know, and all these very puffed up Sanskrit scholars, so Srila Bhakti Siddhanta gave a lecture in such high Sanskrit that nobody could understand what he said, and later his disciples had to explain to all these big pundits what he had actually said. So he was at that very, very high level, and Prabhupada himself said, I didn't understand what he was saying, but I knew it was good, so I just sat there to listen. So Bhakti Siddhanta attracted a very high, many of his disciples, a very high intelligentsia because of his, I mean, Prabhupada called him a walking encyclopedia. At the age of 16, he published a translation and commentary on the Surya Siddhanta and the Siddhanta Siromani. These are like the highest text in Vedic astronomy. You know, at the age of 16.
So Siddhanta?
Surya Siddhanta and the Siddhanta Siromani. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, even though at the beginning, it's like when the first time I read the Bhagavad Gita, I couldn't understand the Bhagavad Gita, you know, because of so many anarthas. I would have to reread a verse 5 or 6 times, and I still couldn't understand it. Paragraph. Finally, I just decided that I won't worry about if I understand it, and I'll just go to the next, keep reading. Eventually, it'll sink in, you know. So the same way, Srila Prabhupada did the same thing with Bhakti Siddhanta, and at first he didn't understand, but he was always anxious to listen. If there was a choice between listening to Bhakti Siddhanta and going on Parikram, he chose to listen. And for that's the reason, when it came time to get initiated, Bhakti Siddhanta agreed because he likes to listen. Bhakti Siddhanta noted that this one likes to listen. He doesn't go away.
ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ತುಂಬಾ ಸತಿ ಓದಿದ್ರು, ಅವರ ಗುರುಗಳು ಬಂದಂತಹ ಭಾಗವತಗೀತೆ 5 ಸತಿ ಓದಿದ್ರು, 6 ಸತಿ ಓದಿದ್ರು, ಆದ್ರೂ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಅರ್ಥ ಆಗಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಇಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರಲ್ಲಿ ಅಂತಂದ್ರೆ, ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವ ಯಾವಾಗ ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳಿಂದ ಅವಕಾಶ ಸಿಗ್ತಾ ಇತ್ತು ಕುಂತು ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರಂತೆ, ಅದನ್ನ ಗುರುಗಳು ನೋಟಿಸ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು, ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಅವರಿಗೆ ದೀಕ್ಷೆ ಕೊಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು.
ಸೊ ಹಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ಲಿ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಭಾರತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸೆಡ್. And there were actually other disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta who were not scholars or anything, but because they regularly listened, they could give very sophisticated talks. One time, Bhaktisiddhanta was walking in the garden, and there was a gardener who didn't know how, he was illiterate, he didn't know how to read, but Bhaktisiddhanta asked him all kinds of questions, philosophical questions, and he could answer. So then he turned to his other disciples because he goes to all the pravachans. Though he was illiterate, he knew all the philosophy by constantly listening.
ಶ್ರವಣ ಮಾಡೋದು ಎಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾಗ ಆ ತೋಟದ ಮಾಲಿನು ಅವನಿಗೆ ಓದ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಬರಲ್ಲ, ಬರೀಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಬರಲ್ಲ, ಆದ್ರೆ ಕ್ರಮೇಣವಾಗಿ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಲ್ಲ. ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಅವರು ಬಂದು ಏನೇ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಕೇಳಿದ್ರು ಅವನ ವಿಳಾಸಕ್ಕೆ ಉತ್ತರ ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇರುತ್ತೆ, ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಅವನ ಶ್ರವಣ ಮಾಲಿನು ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿತ್ತು.
ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ, he had great faith in Bhaktisiddhanta. He listened to as many classes as he could, and there were so many journals that Bhaktisiddhanta published. Various, I can't remember all of the names. There were so many different journals that Bhaktisiddhanta published. I can't remember all of the names. In any case, so Srila Prabhupada absorbed everything. And also, Srila Prabhupada did his own studies. One time, Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur with Bhaktisiddhanta, and Bhaktisiddhanta, there was a snake was found. Sarp. So Bhaktisiddhanta ordered, kill the snake. So Srila Prabhupada was, he was a little bit doubtful how a sadhu can order the killing of some living entity. He was doubtful. A doubt had entered his heart. And that could destroy, if you start doubting your guru, that could destroy everything, because you have to have complete faith in the guru.
ಒಂದ್ ಸತಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ತಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳಾದ ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಅವರ ಜೊತೆ ಮಾಯಾಪುರಲ್ಲಿದ್ದಾಗ ಅವ್ರ ಗುರುಗಳ ಹತ್ರ ಒಂದು ಹಾವು ಬಂತಂತೆ. ಬಂದ ಕೂಡಲೇ ಅವ್ರ ಗುರುಗಳು ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು ಶಿಷ್ಯಂದರಿಗೆ, ಕೋಲನ್ನು ತಗೊಂಡ್ಬಂದು ಇದನ್ನ ಒಡೆದು ಸಾಯಿಸ್ರಿ ಅಂತ. ಅವಾಗ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸಂಶಯ ಬಂದಂತ, ಅಲ್ಲ ಈ ರೀತಿ ಸಾಧುಗಳು ಪ್ರಾಣಿಯನ್ನ ಕೊಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದಾರಲ್ಲ ಅನ್ನೋ ಒಂದು ಸಂಶಯ ಬಂತಂತೆ. ಆ ಸಂಶಯ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲೂ ಹೋಯ್ತು. ಆ ಪ್ರಭು ಏನ್ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ಆ ರೀತಿ ಸಂಶಯ ಅಲ್ಲೇ ಉಳಿದ್ಬಿಟ್ರೆ ಅದು ನಮ್ಮ ಎಲ್ಲ ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕ ಜೀವನವನ್ನ ನಾಶ ಮಾಡಿಬಿಡುತ್ತೆ.
ಸೊ Bhaktisiddhanta, he had read, as soon as he'd finished reading the Bhagavatam, he would start over again. As soon as he finished reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, he'd start over again. He read Chaitanya Bhagava, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhagavatam, he said, over 108 times. So he also ordered all of his disciples that you should read Shastra, you should read these books. So then, one time, Srila Prabhupada, he was reading the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where it explains, in the time when Hiranyakashipu was killed, it explains that even sadhus are happy if a snake or a scorpion is killed. So then when Srila Prabhupada read that statement, then all his doubts that he had about Bhaktisiddhanta were evaporated.
So ಈ ರೀತಿ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯ ಸಂಶಯ ಇತ್ತಲ್ಲ, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು 2nd canto 2nd kashipuvina ಆ ಭಾಗವತ 2nd canto ಓದ್ತಾ ಇರ್ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಒಂದು ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಬಂದಂತೆ. ಸಾಧುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರಂತೆ, ಎಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಕಾರ್ಪಿಯನ್ ಚೇಳು ಮತ್ತು ಹಾವುಗಳು ಇರುತ್ತಲ್ಲ ಅದನ್ನ ನಾವು ಹೊಡಿಬೇಕಂತ.
ಆವಾಗ
ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳಿದೆ ಅಂತ ಗೊತ್ತಾದಾಗ ಅವ್ರ ಸಂಶಯ ಕೆತ್ತಾಶೆ ಬಂತಂತೆ.
ಸೊ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ of reading the Shastras. Srila Prabhupada, for example, the Bhagavad Gita, this Bhagavad Gita is dedicated to who? Who is the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's translation of the Bhagavad Gita dedicated to? Does anybody know? Has anybody? Nobody knows? And why? Because of his commentary, the Govinda Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra. Because Prabhupada read the Govinda Bhashya and Vedanta Sutra. Prabhupada read Ramanujacharya's Sri Bhashya. Prabhupada read the commentary, the Sohrabha Kostoba of Nimbarkacharya. He read all the commentaries, including that of Shankaracharya. He read the Ramanuja's commentary on the Gita. He read voraciously the works of the Acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada, first of all, he had great faith in Bhaktisiddhanta. He followed the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta to study, to read, to become learned in the philosophy, because one of the duties of the, any member in the Guru Parampara, all of us here, or most of us here, are members of the Guru Parampara. So our duty is that we have to become learned, we have to understand the philosophy. Why? For our own benefit, and then to transmit it to the next generation. Not that somebody else does it. It is your, each and every person's individual responsibility to learn this philosophy. Not that Diksha Guru was going to do it. There's three types of gurus. Vartma Pradarshika Guru, the Shiksha Guru, and the Diksha Guru. Most important actually is the Shiksha Guru, because he is giving the knowledge. See, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna accepts Krishna as his Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru? Shiksha Guru. There's no fire sacrifice, you notice? Another thing is that because of his association with Bhaktisiddhanta's writings, as well as hearing his lectures, he picked up he learned the mood and the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta.
Prabhupada Barahavana Odi Odi our Guruvina Yeno mission is the objective of Tertivala. Uddesha, Guruvina Uddesha Tumba Chanaki Atamaru Srila Prabhupada.
Just like it says in the introduction here. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, the desire of Lord Chaitanya. So Srila Prabhupada, the duty of the disciple is to learn the Manobishtam of his guru. What is the deepest desire of his guru? So the first class disciple understands the mind of his guru and does what is necessary. The second class disciple, on the order of his guru, he does it. And the third class disciple, even after being ordered, doesn't do it.
Mudanya Shishya ಗುರುವಿನ ಉದ್ದೇಶವನ್ನು ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ಅದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತಾನಂತೆ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಅದು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯ. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಗುರುಗಳು ಹೇಳಿದ ಮೇಲೆ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾನಂತೆ. ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯ ಹೇಳೋದನ್ನು ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡದೇ ಇರುವಂತ.
So Srila Prabhupada picked up the preaching spirit, the preaching mode. And for example, Bhakti Siddhanta told him that better to, he built this big temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, it's better to take the marble from the temple, sell it, and print books. If you ever get any money, you print books. Because he saw that people got, in his own disciples, became contaminated, thinking about some material prestige. So that's where Prabhupada got this idea of printing books. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. And purity is the force. So books are the basis.
Prabhupada, yes to Prabhupada, books are printed by the distributed priority number one. Kodru. Kelusati, Devasthanagalige, yes to ಮಾರ್ಬಲ್ಸ್ ಹಾಕಿರ್ತೀವಿ, ಎಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಗೋಡೆಗಳು ಕಟ್ತೀವಿ, ದುಡ್ಡಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಅದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಮಾರ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಾದ್ರೂ ನೀವು ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಪ್ರಿಂಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಬಹಳ ಪ್ರಾಮುಖ್ಯತೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು.
ಅಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್. ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಸ್ ಡಿಕ್ಷನರಿ. ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ವರ್ಡ್ in Srila Prabhupada's dictionary. No compromise on anything. Bhakti Siddhanta said something to the effect that if I was to deviate from the truth by compromising, then I would be offending, directly offending Krishna. Those who compromise are finished. That was his statement. Those who compromise, they're finished. They're ended.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur helta idante, yava vyaktine aagli guru parampareyalli niyamagalinda raji aagtanalla, compromise maartanalla, avaru kandithavaglu hataraagtare. Mundu barlikke saadhya illa. There is no motion for compromise aagtare.
Bhakti Siddhanta would have been an extremely popular guru if he would have just been a little softer here, compromised a little bit there. Like his, in fact, his disciples were saying, you know, you're too strong. And Bhakti Siddhanta just ignored. What is the good of being popular? What is the good of being popular with people? When you're laying on your deathbed, those people are not going to help you. When you're laying on your deathbed, only two people are going to help you. Your guru and Krishna. So you only have to be concerned about pleasing two people. You don't have to be concerned about, you're not running for election. You're not like Mr. Modi or Sonia. You're not worried about how many people vote for you. You're only worried if you're popular with two people, guru and Krishna. Because on your deathbed, that's who's going to come and that's who's going to help you. The rest of the voting public is not going to help you. And that day will come.
Generally, we are trying to be popular. We are trying to be popular. We are trying to be popular. We are trying to be satisfied. But the Prabhu is saying, we are trying to be popular in our lives. ತೃಪ್ತಿಪಡಿಸಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಪಡಬೇಕಂತೆ. ಒಂದು ಭಗವಂತ, ಇನ್ನೊಬ್ಬರು ಗುರುಗಳು. ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ತೀರ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾರು ನಮ್ಮ ಹತ್ರ ಬರೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಇವರಿಬ್ಬರು ಮಾತ್ರ ಬರ್ತಾರೆ. ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ನಾವು ಇವರಿಬ್ಬರನ್ನ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಪಡಬೇಕು. ಗುರು ಮತ್ತು ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ಸೊ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಗುರು. ಹಿ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಅಸಿಮಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ದ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ by hearing from his guru and also by svadhyaya, self-study. And he learned the mood and mission, preaching mission of his guru. And again, from the mission, from the mood, no compromise, no break. Therefore, he did not, under Srila Prabhupada's watch, there was no break in the succession.
ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ತಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳ ಉದ್ದೇಶವನ್ನ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡ್ರು ಮತ್ತು ಯಾವುದೇ ರೀತಿಯ ರಾಜಿ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಅವರು ತಯಾರಿ ಇರಲೇ ಇಲ್ಲ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್. ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಅವರು ಒಂದು ರೀತಿಯ ಪರಂಪರೆಯ ಬಹಳ ಬಹಳ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್.
So now the question arises, are you finished? The question arises, because all of us here are in or aspiring to members of the Guru Parampara. So do we want to be a strong link in the Guru Parampara, or do we want to be a weak link in the Guru Parampara?
ತಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಕೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ಇದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಕೇಳಿದ ಮೇಲೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ತರ ನಾವು ಪರಂಪರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ತುಂಬಾ ಶಕ್ತಿಯುತ ಸಂಪರ್ಕ ಆಗಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀವ ಅಥವಾ ವೀಕ್ ದುರ್ಬಲ ಸಂಪರ್ಕ ಆಗಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟಪಡ್ತೀರ ಅಂತ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಕೇಳ್ತಾ
ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ವರ್ಸ್ ದನ್ ವೀಕ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಲಿಂಕ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ರಸ್ಟಿ ಲಿಂಕ್. ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಲಿಂಕ್. We may not be the biggest link. We want to be strong. Not everybody can be like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, you know, I'm in my early 60s now. And the older I get, the more amazed I am at what Srila Prabhupada did. 10 years older than what I am now, and he's doing things I can't even think the energy, what he did. The older you get, your energy becomes finished. You know, you get weak, you get sickly. And at 70, Srila Prabhupada starts a mission. Not ending, he's not going to retirement. He goes full scale around the world 12 times, establishes over 100 temples, 5,000 disciples, millions and millions of books. He published the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole thing, in 18 months. You know, he was published from 1972 until he passed away. He was publishing one book every month. In the future, people are going to say this is a myth. 1,000 years from now, they're going to say this is not true. It's all a story. We made it up. That an old man did. So, in my condition, I'm thinking this is. I couldn't do that. How he did that? 10 years older than what I am now.
ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ಈಗ ಇವರಿಗೆ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳಿಗೆ ಒಂದು 60 ವಯಸ್ಸು ಹತ್ತತ್ರ ಬರ್ತಾ ಇದೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನನಗೆ 60 ವಯಸ್ಸಿನಲ್ಲೇ ಈಗ ನನಗೆ ಅಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಶಕ್ತಿ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಎಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಸೇವೆಗಳು ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯನ್ನ ನಡೆಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದ್ದು 70 ವಯಸ್ಸಿನಲ್ಲಿ. ತುಂಬಾ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ 100 ದೇವಸ್ಥಾನಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡಬೇಕು, 5,000 ಜನರಿಗೆ ದೀಕ್ಷೆಯನ್ನು ಕೊಟ್ಬಿಟ್ರು, ಕೋಟ್ಯಾಂತರ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ಗಳನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರಪಂಚದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಿಂಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಕಳಿಸಿದ್ರು. ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ಈ ರೀತಿ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಆಯಿತು, ನನಗೆ ನೆನೆಸ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಿಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
So then if we want to become strong links in the Guru Parampara, then we have to follow in his footsteps. We have to follow that formula, you know, of very deeply studying the Shastras, listening to his lectures, because unfortunately Bhakti Siddhanta's lectures were not recorded. But you can get now at practically for free, almost, you can get thousands of hours of recorded lectures by Srila Prabhupada. His morning walks, room conversations, lectures, meeting with different people. And you can listen to that.
ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂದ್ರೆ, ನಾವು ಕೂಡ ಪರಂಪರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಬಹಳ ಅಧಿಕೃತರಾಗಿ ಇರಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ಶಿಸ್ತಿನಿಂದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರವನ್ನ ಓದಬೇಕು. ಅದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ಮುಖ್ಯವಾಗಿ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ನಾವು ಕೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಪಡಬೇಕು. ಅದನ್ನ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ತುಂಬಾ ಶಿಸ್ತಿನಿಂದ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು, ಕೇಳುವಂಥದ್ದು ಅವರ ಗುರುಗಳಿಂದ. ಆದ್ರೆ ಈಗ ಆ ಟೈಮಲ್ಲಿ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗು ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರಿಗೆ ಓದ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು, ಕೆಲವು ಸತ್ಯ ಅವ್ರ ಜೊತೆ ಮೀಟ್ ಆದಾಗ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಈಗ ಅಟ್ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಒಂದು ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ 1,000 ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಕೇಳೋ ಅವಕಾಶ ಇದೆ.
When I, back in the 1990s, when they were only available on tapes, it cost $2,000. And I spent the money. I bought it because I figured this is the best investment in my spiritual life. Now, you can get even more recordings for only a few 100 rupees. like $2,000 then would have been like 3 lakhs or more. Let's see, yeah, a lot of money in the 90s. A couple of lakhs of rupees. But now you can get the same thing. For example, here is a complete DVD library of, video library of Srila Prabhupada. You can get also the complete audio library of Srila Prabhupada. But this is a little bit less... This is 1,500 rupees available in the store. The thing about the video library, you have to sit down and watch. But the audio library, you can just put on some MP3 player, you know, either dedicated MP3 player, and you can listen to it while you're doing other things. See, when I get up in the morning, so when I make up my bed, I listen to lectures of my Guru Maharaj. Then I start brushing my teeth. Then when I take a bath, I turn it off. When I'm drying myself, I put it on. When I'm getting dressed, I'm listening, putting my tilak on, I'm listening, eating prasadam. Anything which doesn't require full attention. You know, like transcendental multitasking, I call that, you know. Because you don't have to be fully, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, how much intelligence does that require? You're not even awake when you're doing it. But as soon as I start hearing Srila Prabhupada's voice, I'm awake, really awake. The soul is awake. I'm hearing Srila Prabhupada discuss transcendental topics. It wakes me up faster than throwing cold water on my face. So you can take this with you from room to room while you're cooking, while you're doing various things. If you have to commute on the bus, you can listen to that. So all your time, which is not, you know, doing other things, you can be listening to 2 to 3 lectures every day. And not what to speak, also you should be reading. But this reading requires you have to stop doing everything else. But with this, you can do other things. There's so much, you know, empty time which we have, busy time. And you can use that to listen. That's how Prahlad Maharaj became who he was. Because in the womb of his mother, he was listening. He didn't have anything else to do. So he was listening. And he became a Mahabhagwat by listening. Bhakti Siddhanta's illiterate disciples who didn't know how to read, they knew the philosophy because they listened. Somebody might say, well, I have my own guru, I don't have time. They may have come up with so many different excuses for not to listen to Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON. That means he is everybody's shiksha guru. He's not your Diksha Guru, but he's your Shiksha Guru.
ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರು ಇಲ್ಲದೇ ಇರಬಹುದು, ಆದರೆ ಅವರು ನಮ್ಮ ಪರಮ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರು.
So if and the, you know, everybody agrees Srila Prabhupada is a shiksha guru, that means, what does that mean? It means we should take shiksha from him. So I encourage everybody, this is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. So if you really want to make Prabhupada appear in your heart, appear in your life, then this is the formula you have to do. You have to read his books as much as possible. Everybody has Prabhupada's books at their house, right? Does everybody have Prabhupada's books at their house? But they're collecting dust. What did he say? Okay. Yeah, they're just collecting dust. We don't want that. You have to take the dust off and you have to read them. They'll have effect if you don't read them, but they have much, much more effect if you do read them, 1,000 times more effect. Because there are Krishnas. Even if you don't read them, having them in your house is auspicious, but it will be 1,000 times more auspicious if you read them. It depends on how strong of a link you want to be. Yeah, if you want to be a strong link, you read the books. And then by listening to his conversations, his oral instruction, then you will again, you'll benefit that way. So it's just up to you to decide if you want to get this shiksha, if you want to become, because everything is free will. You don't have to if you don't want to. But then you have to think, where will you be, in 10 million lifetimes of Lord Brahma? You still want to be in the material world? Do you want to be here? It's such a nice place. No, not such a nice place. So if you want to get out and you want to help others to get out, then you do what is required. Otherwise, you just stay. Like one time back in 1982, I had a very serious illness. And the cure was not very pleasant. But you get to a certain point when you will do whatever it takes to get cured. So we have a material disease. So to get cured, you have to do what it takes. Otherwise, you'll still be there for who knows how long. So if you follow this program, specifically I'm stressing not only the reading but the listening, by doing this there are many benefits. First of all, by continuously listening to Prabhupada, you will learn the philosophy. There's no question. You will learn the philosophy inside out. In many of his conversations, he will have mock debates with his disciples. And another thing is by listening, you will, it's just sadhu sangha. Everybody likes to have sadhu sangha. See, when we read the Shastra, when we read Bhagavatam, we're having sadhu sangha with Parikshit Maharaj, with Shukadev Goswami, with Arjuna, we're having sadhu sangha. So when you are listening to the recordings of Srila Prabhupada, you're having sadhu sangha. He gave the example. Sometimes, have you ever heard this concept Prabhupada talks about? That the material world is Krishna's separated energy? You ever heard of that? Prabhupada say that? That this is a separated energy. So Srila Prabhupada gave an example. What does it mean, separated energy? So when Srila Prabhupada would be going on the morning walks, they would be recording, but not one, there would be two people recording. So then Prabhupada stopped. He said to one of the people, you reverse some of that recording. So he says, and then now play it. So they listen for about half a minute, and Prabhupada says, this is my separated energy. That this recording are his separated energy. They're just as good as Srila Prabhupada.
ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ಭಗವಂತ ಭೌತಿಕ ಜಗತ್ತು ನನ್ನ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ವಿಭಿನ್ನ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಅದೇ ರೀತಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಕೆಲವು ಸತಿ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಾಕ್ ಹೋದಾಗ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ಮರುದಿನ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಇರಂತೆ ಅದನ್ನ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಮಾಡು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇರಂತೆ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಅವ್ರು ಹೇಳಿದ್ದೆಲ್ಲ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಯ್ತಲ್ಲ ಇದು ನನ್ನ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳೋದಂತೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು.
You will find out that Srila Prabhupada is a very funny person. He's a very funny, very humorous, very sharp, very lovable. You'll fall in love with Srila
Prabhupada.
You'll fall in love with Srila Prabhupada. You'll understand why his disciples would do anything for him.
Prabhupada
had only approximately 5,000 disciples, but they were so enthusiastic that people thought we were everywhere. They thought we were like 100,000. That those 5,000 disciples, they were everywhere. People thought we were like 100,000.
Prabhupada ke 5,000 diksha shishyaru adre aa 5,000 shishyandare ella kade haridu ella kade
because they were so enthusiastic. Okay, get her name, take her name, and she has to collect from her. Everybody's pointing fingers at her. Now we know. So you'll see what Srila Prabhupada was like. You'll understand why all his disciples dedicated their lives to him. You know, he was extremely intelligent, very sharp, very humorous, very compassionate, very strict at the same time. He could also imitate any sound. Srila Prabhupada had a unique ability of imitating any sound. He could be his own, if he had a production team, he could provide all the sound effects himself. He had this unique gift. And, so he was just very charming, an extremely charming person. And he loved Krishna. That's why everybody loved him. So if you do this, Srila Prabhupada will appear in your life.
ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಗುಣಗಳ ವರ್ಣನೆಯನ್ನು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು. ಅವರು ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಮಾತ್ರ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ತುಂಬಾನೇ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಇದ್ರು, ತುಂಬಾ ಆಸಾಸ್ಪದವಾಗಿದ್ರು ಅವರು. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಬಹಳ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ ಇದ್ರು, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರವನ್ನ ತುಂಬಾ ಕಠಿಣವಾಗಿ ಪರಿಪಾಲನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಎಲ್ಲದಕ್ಕೂ ಮೂಲಕವಾಗಿ ಭಗವಂತನನ್ನ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧವಾಗಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಅವರು ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಅವರನ್ನ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು.
Another thing is that listening to Srila Prabhupada is a cure for insanity, both inside of ISKCON and outside of ISKCON. Sometimes you see some crazy things, both places, because the people inside of ISKCON came from where? They came from outside. We didn't come from Vaikuntha. So listening to Srila Prabhupada is a cure for all kinds of craziness. You will know what the real Siddhanta is. But you will know what the truth is.
And that's ನಮ್ಮ ಭವರೂಪಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ವಾಣಿಯನ್ನ ಕೇಳೋದು ಬಹಳ ಬಹಳ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು.
And of course you will, a side effect is you will become a strong link in the guru parampara.
ನಾವು ಪರಂಪರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಶಕ್ತಿಯುತ ಸಂಪರ್ಕವನ್ನು ಬೆಳೆಸ್ಕೊತೀವಿ.
This doesn't mean that you have to be a diksha guru, because as I said before, the most important thing is the shiksha. Other people can instruct, you know, you may not, like, some gurus, they don't even know the names of their disciples. They have so many disciples. They don't answer their calls. They won't take your email. So it means other people are giving the shiksha. So you will have the capacity to give proper shiksha to the next generation.
ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರುಗಿಂತ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರುವಿನ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಬಹಳ ಬಹಳ ಉನ್ನತವಾದದ್ದು. ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಸತಿ ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರುಗಳಿಗೆ ಫಾಲೋ ಅಪ್ ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಆದ್ರೆ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರುಗಳು ಇಲ್ಲೂ ಇರ್ತಾರೆ, ಎಲ್ಲೆಲ್ಲೂ ಇರ್ತಾರೆ, ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಬೇಕಾದ್ರೂ ಪಡೆಯಬಹುದಲ್ಲ, ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಅವರ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಬಹಳ ಉನ್ನತವಾದದ್ದು.
They had one devotee from, I'll give you an example here. There's one devotee from Chandigarh, he's a disciple of Gora, of what's his name? GKG. Gopal Krishna Goswami. So he wanted to be my student. He wanted to study astrology with me. So I said, I won't even consider anyone as a student unless they've read all of Prabhupada's books and they've listened to all his lectures. So he was very serious. He wanted to be my student. But he was like everybody else, you know, he was initiated, he lived in a joint family, his parents weren't devotees, his wife wasn't a devotee, he had a full-time job. Yet, he took up this process. He started reading all of Prabhupada's books, he started listening to all of the lectures. And within about 3 years he did everything, and now he's doing it for the second time. But he would write to me, reports, every month he would write to me reports. He began dreaming about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada would come to him in his dreams. He wouldn't be able to sleep at night because he was in such ecstasy from reading. He thought he was going crazy a little bit. He said, is it normal to feel so much ecstasy? In fact, his reports were so enthusiastic, it got me more enthusiastic to read and listen myself. He was having such a fantastic experience because Krishna consciousness actually works if you do it.
ಒಂದು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಯಾವೊಬ್ಬರು ಚಂಡೀಗಢದವರು, ಇವರು ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಆಸ್ಟ್ರಾಲಜಿಯವರು, ಇವರಿಂದ ಆಸ್ಟ್ರಾಲಜಿ ಕಲಿಕೆಗೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ನೀನು ನನ್ನ ಶಿಷ್ಯನಾಗ್ಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಕೇಳಿರ್ಬೇಕು, ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಓದಿರ್ಬೇಕು. ಆದ್ರೆ ಆ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಇನ್ನೊಬ್ರು ಮಹಾರಾಜರಿಂದ ಡೆಲ್ಲಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾರಾಜರಿಂದ ದೀಕ್ಷೆ ತಗೊಂಡಿದ್ರು, ವೈಫ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಡಿಸೈಬಲ್ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಅಷ್ಟು ಅನುಕೂಲತೆ ಮನೇಲಿ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ತುಂಬಾ ಫುಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಇತ್ತು, ಆದ್ರೂ 3 ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಕಲಿತು ಓದಿ ಎಷ್ಟು ಒಳ್ಳೊಳ್ಳೆ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಅವ್ರು ಪಡೆದ್ರು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಕೂಡ ಅವರ ಕನಸಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದು ಮಾತಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ.
Everybody knows Madhusudan Hari at the Jagannath Temple?
Sumahu.
I mean, I started to encourage him to listen. So his wife, she also started listening. So she made the statement that after she'd been listening to Srila Prabhupada for a couple of months, she says, I feel that my previous 20 years in ISKCON was wasted because I didn't listen. It's like I had 20 years was wasted. I should have been listening for those 20 years.
ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಇಲ್ಲೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಮಂದಿರದ ಒಬ್ಬರು ನಮ್ಮ ದೈವಿಕ ಸಹೋದರರು ಮತ್ತು ಸಹೋದರಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇಷ್ಟು ವರ್ಷ ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ತಗೊಂಡು ಅವರು ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಕೇಳಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡಿರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಕ್ರಮೇಣವಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳಿದ್ಮೇಲೆ ಒಂದು 3-4 ತಿಂಗಳು ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಅವರು ಕೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದಾಗ ಅಂದ್ರಂತೆ, ನಾನು ನನ್ನ 20 ವರ್ಷ ಹಿಂದೆ ಒಂದು ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಆದದ್ದು ವೇಸ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದ್ದೀನಿ.
So today is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. We don't want it, I don't want this to simply become like a dry annual ritual for that old man who did something, I don't really know what he did. What it should become is, this should become the beginning when you really invite into your life, you know, Srila Prabhupada, to have him appear in your life. He, as Sridhar Swami, said that Srila Prabhupada was a Shakti Avesh avatar. because he did the impossible, only because he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So have him appear in your life, and I've given you the formula of how to do it. Now it's just up to you to do it, so that when I come back next year, I want to hear from how many people have been doing it, have been listening to Srila Prabhupada. What is their funniest story about Srila
Prabhupada? ಮತ್ತೆ ನಾನು ಮುಂದಿನ ವರ್ಷ ನಾನು ಬರ್ಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಬಂದು ನಾನು ಕೇಳ್ತೀನಿ, ನಿಮ್ಮ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ನೀವು ಕೇಳಿರೋದನ್ನ ನಾನು ಕೇಳಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಇಚ್ಛೆ ಪಡ್ತೀನಿ.
Like one time Srila Prabhupada was telling this story of Shakshi Gopal, and there's one point where the young Brahmin is speaking to Gopal and saying, you know, you have to come, you're the witness, you have to come. And the Gopal says, I'm a stone, how can I go? And then the Brahmin says, if you can talk, you can walk, Prabhupada says, if you can walk, you can talk. And this way, Prabhupada says, in this way, Krishna was defeated by logic. And you could just hear in Prabhupada's voice how, you know, he was just in ecstasy. And this way, Krishna was defeated by logic. If you can walk, if you can talk, you can walk.
ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಹತ್ತಿರದಲ್ಲಿರುವಂತಹ ಒಂದು ಉದಾಹರಣೆಯನ್ನು ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಕೇಳಿರ್ಬೋದು. ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಅಂತ ಆ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಬಂದು ಬೇಡಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ಆ ಶಿಲೆ ಮಾತಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಶುರು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಂತೆ. ನೀನು ನನ್ನ ಜೊತೆ ಬರಬೇಕಂತ ಆ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಕಂದಾಗ ನಾನು ಬೈ ಶಿಲೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೇಗೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಜೊತೆ ಬರಕ್ಕಾಗತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಕೇಳಿದ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ, ನೀನು ಮಾತಾಡ್ತಾ ಇರಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ಶಿಲೆ ನೀನು ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಬರ್ಬೋದಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ. ಅದೇ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ
I don't know what
it is.
That the Brahmin said, well, if you can walk, you can talk. And this way, Prabhupada said, in this way, Krishna was defeated by logic. Because he said, the Brahmin said, if you can talk, you can walk. Because he wanted him to go all the way from Vrindavan to Orisha, which is a long way.
Yes.
So the Krishna says, well, how can I do that? I'm just a stone. And so the Brahmin said, if you can talk, you can walk.
Yes. But what is the other language? If you can talk, you can walk.
And then Prabhupada commented in a very humorous way. You could just hear his voices that Krishna, how Krishna got defeated. He says, in this way, Krishna was defeated by logic. So you could just hear, you hear Prabhupada describe the whole thing. It just melts your heart when you hear the way Srila Prabhupada, he's just, you know, you can just hear how he just has so much affection for Krishna. The point is that when you will listen to these things, you're spending thousands of hours with Srila Prabhupada, you will understand that Srila Prabhupada is a person, and not just any person, a very wonderful person, a pure devotee of Krishna, a Mahabhagavat. So he's not and you'll just appreciate it, and you'll be better for it. And the people who you associate will be better for it, because you'll be able to teach them something.
ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರ ಈ ವಾಣಿಯನ್ನ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಕೇಳ್ತಾ ಈ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಸಾಧಾರಣವಲ್ಲ, ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ನಾವು ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ಬರ್ತೀವಂದ್ರೆ ಅವರು ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತರು ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು, ಆ ರೀತಿ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ನಾವು ಬರ್ತೀವಿ. ನಾವು ಮಾತ್ರ ಕಲಿಯೋದಲ್ಲ, ಬೇರೆಯವರು ತಿಳಿಸ್ಕೊಳ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗುವಂತ ಒಂದು ಯೋಗ್ಯತೆ ಪಡ್ಕೋತೀವಿ.
He'll teach you how to preach, because in these recordings, not only is he preaching to his disciples in classes, he's meeting governors of states, he's meeting, you know, Catholic cardinals, archbishops, mayors of cities, he's dealing with, you know, very people in high positions, he's dealing with people in very low positions, he meets some farmer in the field, how he deals with all these different people, how he's dealing with ladies, how he's dealing with Shaivites, how he's dealing with Jews, you know, so many people he's dealing with, and how you know, and you learn how to preach. Okay, we're going to end soon, so I have one question to ask. So how many people want to be strong links in the Guru Parampara? Please raise your hands. Some people. Good. So next year when I come, you're going to all tell me about how you were listening and reading. So just three more things. Read the books, live the books, distribute the books.
Read the books.
Read the books, live the books.
ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಒಂದು ಬುಕ್ ಅನ್ನ ಓದಬೇಕು. ಲಿವ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಬುಕ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವಂತದನ್ನ ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಳವಡಿಸ್ಕೋಬೇಕು. ಮತ್ತೆ
ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ಸ್,
ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ವಿತರಣೆ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು. ಈ ಮೂರನ್ನ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಲಿವ್ ದ ಬುಕ್, ರೀಡ್ ದ ಬುಕ್, ಲಿವ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್.
ಬಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ದ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್.
ಕೆಲವರು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಿಂತ್ಕೊಳ್ತಾರೆ, ಆದರೆ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಓದಿರೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಅಳವಡಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಿಲ್ಲ.
Srila Prabhupada would get upset. He says, I didn't write these books so that you could just, you know, have fill up go downs and you sell them. It's for you to read them. I wrote these books for the atheists, my disciples.
Prabhupada would get upset.
The importance of being able to live the books, I mean, that's vitally important. My wife told me a little story about how before she became a devotee, she actually read all of Prabhupada's books. She read the whole books. There was a war, so there was no school, so she had a lot of time to read the books. So then after she read the Bhagavatam, she was wondering, she would go to the temple and say, I want to see if these people, do they actually live this, or are they like the Christians? Are they actually living what's in these books? Or are they just hypocrites, like, you know, the Christians and things like that? Because she heard so many stories. So she wanted to know, are these people living the books? There is the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. So that's what it means to live the books.
Prabhupada, Shamsudha Prabhupada, ಒಂದು ಅವರ ಪತ್ನಿಯರ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಬರೀ ಓದೋದು ಮಾತ್ರ ಅಲ್ಲ, ಓದಿದ ಮೇಲೆ ತಿಳಿಸಿರ್ತಾರೆ ನೋಡಿ ರೀತಿ ರೀತಿಗಳನ್ನ, ಅದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಅಳವಡಿಸ್ಕೊಂಡು ತುಂಬಾ 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 ಮುಖ್ಯ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
So before we go, I want to do one thing. Srila Prabhupada speaking in Mayapur, February 14th, 1977. This is how I listen. Just with my phone and these two. Very simple, Bluetooth. It's not hard to do if you want to do it. Hare Krishna. I'll read the verse one more. This, and then we'll end. And then we'll have any questions, if you have any questions. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and saintly kings understood it that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it appears to be is lost. So any questions, comments? Everybody agrees? One question over here.
So in your class it came that, you know, Vyasadeva is being referred as Krishna's incarnation, but you told from Ashwatthama, you know, like...
In this particular case, it's an incarnation of Vyasadeva, as an incarnation of Krishna, but Vyasadeva appears at the end of Dwarka Yuga of every Mahayuga. Sometimes it's Krishna, sometimes it's a Jiva. Just like sometimes if there's no qualified soul, then Lord Krishna has to take the place of Lord Brahma. Otherwise, some other person takes the place of Lord Brahma. But it's mentioned in the Vishnu Purana that and it gives a list of who was the Vyasadevas in previous yugas and who will be the Vyasadevas in future yugas. The next one will be Ashwatthama. He will take that position.
So it's not necessarily every time.
In this Mahayuga, it was an incarnation of Krishna who took. It's not the same person every time.
ಪ್ರತಿ ಸತಿ ಭಗವಂತನ ಅವತಾರನೇ ಬರಬೇಕ ಹೇಳಿಲ್ಲ. ಕೆಲವು ಸತಿ ಎಂಪವರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ನೋಡಿ ಅವರುಗಳು ಬರ್ತಾರಂತೆ. ಆದರೆ ಒಂದು ಸತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವರು ಬಂದದ್ದು ಅಶ್ವತ್ಥಾಮ. ಪ್ರತಿ ಸತಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಅವತಾರನೇ ಬರಬೇಕಂತ ಹೇಳಿಲ್ಲ. ಬೇರೆ ರೀತಿಯ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಅವತೆ ಶಕ್ತ ಆವೇಶ ಅವತಾರವೂ ಬರಬಹುದು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ. ಏನಾದರೂ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆಗಳಿದೆ?
The
question here is, you mentioned about Vishwamitra did not have jivi tendency, but he erred by, you know, falling down.
He had weakness.
He had weaknesses and he had his child Shakuntala also.
Yeah.
But still he left her daughter also like that and he left. Don't you think he's a cheater?
No. Cheating means he changed the philosophy. He knew that she would be taken care of, and she ended up in the ashram of Kanva Rishi. Just like, why did what's the name of that Rishi who tried to curse Ambarish? Durvasa. Why did Durvasa Rishi give Kunti the benediction that she could call any deva? Why did he do that? Because he knew what would happen to Pandu. Same reason, you know, that Vishwamitra Muni was not very concerned about what, because you know, Shakuntala was left by both her mother and her father. And she ended up nothing wrong went with her. She ended up in the ashram of Kanva Rishi, and then she ended up marrying a king. So what's the problem? These rishis had divya drishti. They could understand what would happen.
ಭಗವಂತನಲ್ಲಿ ತಲೀನಾಗಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಹಾಗೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಹೋಗ್ಲಿಲ್ಲ.
Tell about, and like that's why Durvasa Muni could understand in the future Kunti's husband would become cursed. So therefore he gave her that benediction before she was even married. But Vishvamitra Muni didn't change the philosophy to rationalize him having sex with apsaras. He didn't rationalize. He admitted he had a fall down, and so he picked himself up. Brashta, yoga brashta. Here's the perfect in the read. It's a very short purport. What? Yeah, I already did that. But I'm gonna, this is one verse. Explains it very nicely. 331. It's a very short it's a very short purport. It's a one paragraph purport. Says, one who executes his duties according to my injunctions and who follows this teaching faithfully without envy becomes free from the bondage of fruitive actions. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, the injunction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the essence of all Vedic wisdom, and therefore is eternally true without exception. As the Vedas are eternal, so this truth of Krishna consciousness is also eternal. One should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. There are many philosophers, this is an important part now, without envying the Lord. There are many philosophers who write comments on the Bhagavad Gita but have no faith in Krishna. But an ordinary man, that's all of us, but an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders. I believe them to be true. They are the right thing, but I can't do them. Becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord, but because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. So read that. It's just, you can translate it. No, 331.
It pages will be different.
You have the book right there. It's only one paragraph.
No. Which one?
331. It's easier if you, as opposed to try to translate it. 331. It's the shortest, one of the shortest purports, but one of the most important. Saved my life many times.
ಪ್ರಭುಗಳು ಭಾಗವತ ಮೂರನೇ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ ಮೂವತ್ತೊಂದನೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಓದಿ ತಿಳಿಸ್ಕೊಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಅದೇ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆಗೆ ಬೇಕಾಗಿರುವ ಹಾಗೆ ನನ್ನ ಅಪ್ಪಣೆಗೆ ಅನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ತಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯವನ್ನು ನಿರ್ವಹಿಸಿ ಈ ಬೋಧನೆಯನ್ನ ಅಸೂಯೆಯಿಲ್ಲದೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧೆಯಿಂದ ಅನುಸರಿಸುವವರು ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲದ ಬಂಧನದಿಂದ ಮುಕ್ತರಾಗುತ್ತಾರೆ.
ಸೊ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ we, you know, Krishna's rules are correct. They are right. We may not be able to follow them, but Krishna is right. Not that, you know, and I'm fallen, I can't follow them, but the rules are correct. Whatever punishment I get, I deserve it. And Krishna's Prabhupada said, such a person who has complete faith in Krishna, that the rules are right, I'm rotten, but Krishna's rules are correct. That person eventually becomes liberated. But somebody else who tries to make some philosophy to rationalize Krishna's wrong, his rules are too difficult, we should change them, that person is finished.
ಪ್ರಭು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ ನಾನೆಷ್ಟು ನೀಚನಿರ್ಬೋದು ಜೀವನದಲ್ಲಿ, ಆದರೆ ಭಗವಂತ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿರುವಂತಹ ಗೀತೆಯ ವಚನಗಳು ಅದು ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಮತ್ತು ಅದು ಸತ್ಯ. ಅದನ್ನ ನಾವು ನಮಗೆ ಅರ್ಥ ಆಗ್ಲಿ ಜೀರ್ಣ ಆಗ್ಲಿ ಆಗದೇ ಇರಲಿ ಪರಿಪಾಲನೆ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋದ್ರೆ ಉದ್ಧಾರ ಆಗ್ತೀವಿ. ಅದಲ್ಲದೆ ಭಗವಂತ ಹೇಳೋದು ಈ ತರದ್ದು ಸರಿ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟು ನಾವೇ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಮಾಡಿ ನಮಗೆ ಸಲುವಾಗಿ ನಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತೀವಲ್ಲ ಅಂತವರು ಖಂಡಿತವಾಗ್ಲೂ ಪತನರಾಗ್ತಾರೆ.
ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು If you know what the rules are, then you know what the goal is. But if you change the goal, then you'll never get there. But if you keep fighting, because what does Krishna say in the other part of the Gita? This system of yoga is a multi-lifetime process. Bahu janmanam ante. So you might not get it right the first time. So you continue. But Krishna says, as long as you don't are not envious that these are the laws that Krishna made, you will get perfection. Even though you can't follow them. But you're not saying Krishna should change the rules.
Prabhu heltare namage rules and regulations anna chennagi follow madkondu hodre gurige naavu thalapabodu anta aadre gurine naavu change madibitre ellu hoglikka sadhya illa patana aagtivi anta.
Religion is made to change man, not man to change religion.
ಧರ್ಮ ಯಾಕಿರೋದಂದ್ರೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯನನ್ನ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕೆ, ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮವನ್ನ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಮಾಡಲಿಕ್ಕಲ್ಲ, ಅದು ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ಸಲ್ಲುವುದಿಲ್ಲ.
ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್?
ಮತ್ತೇನಾದ್ರೂ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆಗಳಿದೆಯಾ?
By the way, did I finish? Was she satisfied with my answer about Vishwamitra Muni cheating or not?
ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ನಿಮ್ಗೆ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದಂಗೆ ಆಯ್ತಾ?
Okay, I'll also say another thing. I can't remember which rishi it was, or maybe it was Sridhar Swami. But Prabhupada explains about that, how there's this one man, he was a grihastha, but he wanted to take sannyas. But his wife was married, and his wife was pregnant. So then during the delivery, the wife died. Now that the child is there, now he's thinking, what I should do? Should I take sannyas? Or what to do about this child? Who's going to take care of this child? So he was wondering what to do that, because he wanted to take sannyas. At that moment, he saw a small lizard being born. And immediately the lizard saw a fly, and with his tongue out shot, got the fly. So the man says, just see, the Krishna's taking care of him right from birth. So then my child also, he left. And a few minutes later, some couple came, saw the baby. That was, you know. He had faith in Krishna. That even the lizard is being taken care of at birth. So in this way, same thing with Shakuntala.
ಒಂದು ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಬ್ಬರು ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ತಗೊಳ್ಳೋ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಬಂತಂತೆ. ಆದ್ರೆ ತಗೊಳ್ಳಿಕ್ಕೂ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ತಗೊಳ್ಳಿಕ್ ಹೇಳಿಕ್ಕೆ ಮುಂಚೆ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಮಗುನು ಆಗಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಚಿಕ್ಕ ಮಗು. ತಾಯಿನೂ ತಿರ್ಕೊಂಡ್ಬಿಟ್ರು, ಈಗ ಮಗುವನ್ನ ನಾನು ನೋಡ್ಕೊಂಡೇ ಇರ್ಬೇಕಾ ಅಥವಾ ಗುರುಗಳು ಹೇಳಿದಾಗೆ ನಾನು ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ತಗೋಬೇಕಾ ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಬಂತಂತೆ. ಅದೇ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಹಲ್ಲಿ ಮಗು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ತಾಯಿ ಇರೋದ್ರಿಂದ ಹಲ್ಲಿ ಆಚೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಬಂದ ಕೂಡಲೇ ಆ ಚಿಕ್ಕ ಹಲ್ಲಿ ಫ್ಲೈಸ್ ನೊಣಗಳನ್ನ ಬನಾನಿ ಹಿಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ತಿಂದಿಲ್ಲಿ ಶುರು ಮಾಡ್ತಂತೆ. ಅವಾಗ ಅನಿಸ್ತಂತೆ, ಒಂದು ಹಲ್ಲಿಗೂ ಭಗವಂತ ನೋಡ್ಕೋತಾನೆ, ನನ್ನ ಮಗನ ಯಾಕೆ ನೋಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ಗುರುಗಳ ಆದೇಶವಾಗಿ ಅವರು ಒಳ್ಳೆ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಗುರಿಯನ್ನ ತಗೊಂಡು ಅವರು ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ತಗೊಂಡ್ರಂತೆ. ಅವ್ರ ಮಗನ್ನ ಇನ್ನೊಬ್ರು ತುಂಬಾ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯವರು ಬಂದು ಸಾಕ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಶುರು ಮಾಡೋದಂತೆ.
I can't hardly hear what he said.
He said you mentioned about the strong links of Parampara. Is there any examples of the weak links of Parampara?
No, they're finished. In Bengal, for example, there's many upasampradayas. Baulas, Gauranga Nagaris. There's so many different upasampradayas. Those are examples
of broken. There's some slight maybe connection with Krishna because they're speaking about Krishna. But actually, if you associate with them, you're finished. It's not really good. That's one example. Or for example, in Karnataka, you have the Lingayats. That's a departure from the Guru Parampara. They just worship Shiva and no accepting of anything else. But mostly, when it breaks, you don't hear about it. It's finished. It's like a Kula Nashna that becomes, you know, it's finished most of the time. Or if they can create problems otherwise. Like there's one group in what do they call them? The Atiboro group in Orisha. They're the ones who then, that was an Upa Sampradaya, and they became later mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that they wanted to drive the British out, and one of them was pretending to be an incarnation of Mahavishnu, another one of Shiva, another one, but they were, you know, collecting so many women, and the people were agitated, and the British, you know, so there's, like, there are examples, but we're not so much interested. I had to turn my phone on to do that before. So I was not breaking the rules. You might say that most of what you see passing for religion is weak links, because so much, you know, like Hinduism. It's just a bunch of hodgepodge thing. There's so many different swamis and this. Well, what's their guru parampara? They haven't got one. They're just made up. They're made up. They learned a little bit and then they broke off. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Anything else?
I did already. I'll do it again.
In the store, wherever that is, they have this several of these collections of Srila Prabhupada DVDs, video libraries. I also have it. It's very nice. Especially if you're not feeling well, or if you're feeling a little ill and you don't want to, it's hard to read, then you can watch these. I don't have these. Oh, okay, I see. Well, you have to give them to me, though. And then I can distribute them. And what is the price? The price, it says here, it says 2,000 rupees on sale today for 1,500. It says 2,000 on the back. You're getting 25% discount. Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai.